Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. How are you doing this wonderful day in July? Today is July 25th, and man, it's a hot in the East Coast, especially in the Washington, D.C. area where I'm at. God, it's been so hot yesterday and today. Today, you cannot even go out and just cannot even breathe. So how are you doing, whatever you are? I was watching the news earlier today. It came to my attention that there's some fires up there in north of LA. And I was wondering, wow, yeah, I get that fire is the way that nature has to clear the area so that the after fire comes, nature has the way to start over again, start from scratch, and everything goes back to that. It's a normal cycle. But when it comes to people, properties, and suffering people due to fires and stuff, I like to do as much as possible to assist in whatever I can. And if we as a collective can go ahead and ask the elements and work with the elements so that we guide the fire to go where there's population or no population and nothing to be destroyed, just brush and probably wood, trees. That would be good. So I usually work with the elements, earth, fire, air, and water. I call on the elements to assist me whenever I need change with the weather. And I've been asking for that. I started thinking about what is it that I want to talk about today, in today's show. And because of the way the temperature is in the East Coast and in Washington, D.C. area, I started thinking about that, and all I had to do was brewing, and there's going to be a little bit of high wind. Every time I would go out with my dog, I would ask the elements to force some cool breezes to come through. So apparently it's already, the creation is already in progress. Remember, we always talk about how powerful creators do we be? So that's why you always got to be aware of what your thoughts are and where you're going with them, because as soon as you start the thoughts, you start your creation process. Be aware of what you're thinking. Be aware of what it is that you're wishing for, and you are creating that. So if focus on positive, focus on something that's going to create a future for you, will work out for you as best as possible, okay? So here, I would like you to please assist me when two or more beings get together with the same goal, such as we will today, and my other group is also getting together and doing this. As a collective, we are going to be asking for the elements to assist us with fires in the West Coast. And also, whatever you be, ask for ease. If it's too cold, I know some people listen from overseas, from South America and so forth, where it's winter right now. So cold in the South, ask for the elements to help you and bring a warmer temperature to your area, okay? And then if it's too hot where you are, ask for the elements to remove everything that is blocking the cool breezes from coming through, everything that's blocking the rain from coming through. And first I'm going to do, there are two ways that you can do this. You can do the clearing of the blessing of the land like we did last week. And you can just say that and intend it to be for a particular area, or you can just say for California, or you can say for North America, or and intend it. Or you can also call on the element itself, okay? So what we're going to do first, we are going to process so that you guys know how to how to do it both ways. And that way, you know, whichever way you find it to be easier, you can adopt that as yours and have it work to your advantage. Okay? So let's go ahead and take a deep breath. And exhale. We got to be focused. We got to be balanced. And we have to be calm and relaxed. Go ahead and clear the room that we're in so that there's nothing else interfering with what you're intending. And you just find good vibrations around you as you do this. It's a good practice to have. So take another deep breath. And exhale. Creator, the source of all healing, I accept blessings for all of creation. I intend to clear this room of all negative energy. I allow my awareness to expand so that it completely fills. I am able to completely remove every negative influence, attachment, and memory from this room in myself. I feel the changes that confirm the clearing, and I am filled with gratitude. They are. Sometimes when we are among a group of people, which we often are, if you take the metro, if you take buses, if you go to work, those people carry information with them. And sometimes the information is buzzing. And because you're close to them, you get some of that. So it kind of causes you not to be comfortable. Once you do a room clearing process, like we just did, you can always do that before you meditate, before you do your yoga, before you do any kind of exercise where you want to be by yourself without anybody else reaching you. Now, this is going to be one modality that you can ask for help for any particular area of the world, of your, you know, that you want a blessing for, that you want to change. Creator, the source of all healing. I accept blessings for all of creation. My intention with this healing is to intend blessings for the area of land in California. I journey my soul library, and with heightened awareness, I am able to contact the consciousness made up of the spirits of the land, the place, the tree, the plant, the animal, the insect, and of the rocks, minerals, soil, and sea. My intention is that all will be in harmony on this land. The weather will be a blessing in due season. Anything that blocks the rain will be removed. Any factors that harm the plants or animals will be brought into harmony. Any foreign matter that is a negative influence will be removed. The land will reach its full potential. My heart fills with gratitude as this blessing is ready, y'all. And then you just let it be and forget about it. Because you have asked and you shall receive. Remember that? Take a deep breath. There you go. Now, you could do the same thing, the element. You get it? You have to trust you to do this, okay? And the way you trust yourself is when you're outside, you call on the elements. The elements of air, the elements of fire, the elements of earth, and the elements of water. You call them to you. And you ask, and you ask of them to give you something that you can feel. Like perhaps you might say, can you send me a cool breeze? Okay. Initially, what you're going to do, you're going to be feeling a little bit of a breeze, because you're just, it's like a muscle. You got to talk to the elements, and the elements have to, you have to trust it that it's working. Okay. The more you trust, the more it works. If it's raining real hard, or if it's windy, it's real strong wind, or if it's your native stomach, the elements, and you ask it to please be gentle with the trees, be gentle with the properties, be gentle with the homes, be gentle with the people, be gentle with the animals. And then you ask one of the elements, the one that's the harshest. If it's a strong wind, you ask the air element to please be gentle, and you ask the other three elements to contribute to that gentleness. If it's water that's coming down, or snow or something like that, you ask the water to be gentle, and you ask the other three to contribute to it. Same thing if there's fires, you ask the fire to be gentle and to go where there's no people, where there are no animals, where nobody's going to get harmed. And then you ask the other three elements to contribute. And the way the other contributes is, but perhaps the air will blow a certain way so that it directs the fire to go towards those places where there's no home, there's no animal. And then the water contributes by putting out the fire. But in some cases, nature requires a fire to burn because it requires the rebirthing of the area, if you will. And the way to rebirth is to burn everything, and then there's new seeds that will come out and new plants that will come out. Of course, humans have not allowed the cycle to be there because we've gone and we have built on those areas. Therefore, we don't allow the clearing cycle that normally happens in nature. But then, you know, we're not going to go into humans are bad and so forth because, you know, there's no point in that. And at the same time, there's nothing that's good and nothing that's bad, right? So we are where we are. We are gathering whatever it requires so that the fires in California will go out. Let's go ahead and do it for your local area, okay? If you want to do this outside after the show is over, great. If you want to do it inside, looking outside, looking through the trees or whatever, great. Whichever way you want to do this works if you believe you will, okay? To me, I'm not into a lot of ceremony. I just talk to the elements. Fire, elements of water, elements of air, elements of fire. All four elementals. Please come to our assistance. Please allow the area of Maryland to have a cooler breeze, to have water for the animals to enjoy some water and not die of thirst. Allow rain to come down so that the plants can flourish. And be gentle with the area. Remove anything that's blocking it, that's blocking the rain from coming down. Remove anything that's not allowing the cool breezes to come through. Elements of air, elements of water, elements of fire, Thank you. Thank you for helping us. Thank you for your assistance. Much appreciated. Important. Take a deep breath. Exhale. In my area, the sun has gone in. The clouds are on. And let's see what happens. If it doesn't rain or if it doesn't stop whatever it is that you're trying to stop, okay. You're in practice. There's no need to make yourself wrong. You could ask for the elements to give you water, give you whatever. But it will not if it's not good for the environment. If it goes against something else that is not good, the elements choose whether it's good or not. If it's something that's not going to make a difference, whether they do it or not, then you can have it because as the creator, you're asking for it. But if somebody else is asking or if something is better for the collective, then that's what's going to happen. Okay? Now, also, you got to get that sometimes, like when a hurricane, this is a great example. If there's a hurricane coming and you ask the elements to keep the hurricane out in the ocean, the hurricane's job is to churn the ocean. And because churning the bottom of the ocean is what keeps the water nutrients, which are good for the fish. Okay? If it doesn't, then that's the job of the hurricane. But what happens is as soon as there's a hurricane coming or a hurricane forming, people start going into fear. Fear is a very, very, very strong attractor when a hurricane is coming. Fear, it's kind of like, it's like a magnet. Fear is like a magnet. So if the people are afraid and people keep talking about it, you know how before it used to be, okay, hey, there's a hurricane here now. But now it's like 24/7, you have the news going about it, and it's like, the hurricane's coming. And what happens? That instills more fear in people, and that and people are afraid of it, so all they do is think about it. The more you think about it, you're attracting what you don't really desire, right? So you keep attracting it. And then eventually the hurricane has to make land because so many people are attracting it. Whereas if you ask the hurricane, well, how can I be a contribution to you for you to stay in the water? Okay, and then you just, the element, keep the hurricane in the water. And when two or more beings get together and do this, we are very powerful. So what we just did, the two processes we just did, one for the process in California and one for the working with the elements. That was powerful because there was more than one person doing it. Even if there's only one other person listening to my voice and doing this with me, that is quite powerful. Two or more beings getting together for a common goal. Three or more, it's to the power of 10. The power of the request of the intent increases to the power of 10. Four more people increases way more. So you guys are so powerful. And just by putting your collective consciousness in 10 to something that you want, we can be so powerful with it. So remember, when something like this happens, all you have to do is ask the elements to work with you. And the elements command, they're there to assist you. As long as nobody else is going to hurt, as long as it's not going to hurt anybody, they will do whatever you want. Like if I have to go to play golf and it's hot, the day before I'll ask, hey, elements, what will it take for tomorrow to be to be nice and cool. Can we have some cool breezes, please? And I ask the element. It doesn't take much to ask. So now, practice it as you go out. You have to believe, though. You have to believe that you can make a difference. Go on your nature walk. Just ask the element to send you some cool breezes. The first time you feel it, it might be a little bitty, tiny little breeze. You ask for it again. You ask, can I have more of this? And then you add, and you're going to feel a little bit more. And then you ask, can I have more of this? And then you're going to start like that. The first time I ever asked, it was very, very small. It was kind of like a kiss around my cheek, the breeze that came through. And then I asked more. And every time I go out, I talk to the elements and I ask for, can I have a cool breeze? Can I have that? And then if I'm going for a walk, I ask the rain, can you please hold the rain until I'm back from the walk with my dog? And the rain holds off until, you know, for half an hour, because that's how long I ask. This is something that you can actually do. But you have to have trust in you, and you have to, you have to have that communion with the element. And the way you have the communion with the element is by talking to it and asking for it and practicing. Okay? Let me see. Oh, yes. I had a question. No, actually, it wasn't a question. It was something that somebody sent me an email saying, I've been able to change the weather after following the processes last Monday. She was able to change the weather so she could go out. Last week it was hot and then it got a little bit cool. She says, that was me doing that because I wanted to do something and I didn't want to do it in the hot weather. I had to be out and I didn't want to do it in hot weather. I don't know if I really did it or not, but I'm taking credit for it. Take credit for it. Whatever you do, take credit for it. And the more you do it, the more you will see the difference. You will see what's going on. And that's how it is. Just practice, practice, practice. I am so glad for you that you were able to do it. And follow it. You don't have to use the same words that I use. You can use your own words as long as you do it. To me, because I commune with it, I commune with the element. I just, it's easier for me to just call on the element and say, elements of air, elements of fire, elements of water, elements of earth, can you please, you know, bring rain in the water in the area? Can you please bring some cool breezes? Can you please bring some warmth to the area? In the winter, it comes very handy. When after it snows, it comes very handy. It comes very handy when you talk to the web. Think about all the different possibilities that you can have with talking to the elementals. Just think about it. And if two beings, two creators are asking for opposite things, you know, the element will try to please both of you, but one of you perhaps might not be as pleased as the other. But this is not a competition. This is about, you know, having fun, creating your own reality. And what else is possible? So, thank you, my friend. Thank you for having been here with me today and having get your energy so that California will stop the fires. If it's meant for the land, the spirit of the land, to not have the fires, it will. Like I said, sometimes if the land requires fire to rejuvenate, for rejuvenation of the area, for clearance, for cleansing of the area. Unfortunately, oftentimes humans go and build in areas where they should not. But as long as there's no human casualties or animal casualties, that would be great. So the reason it was brought to my attention this morning is because I have, as you guys know, I have two dogs. One of them is a Neapolitan Mastiff. and I belong to a Mastiff group in Facebook, and some people in that group were saying that their house was in the path of the fire. So they were worried, where would they go with the animals? Because now they had two or three Mastiffs, I don't remember. It's hard enough trying to go into a hotel with one dog. I imagine two big dogs. Most hotels will not take that. But when I last saw it, the fire was going away from the house. Isn't that interesting? The fire was going away from the house, but still there was a smoke and they couldn't stay in the area. So they had to evacuate. And that's how this whole thing came into my attention. So that's why I wanted to make sure that we could do something as a collective. And I appreciate your contribution, your energy added to this process. And what else can we create? I love this. I love having you guys, and I love having my other group also contributing to all of this and just creating a different reality. And thank you. If you guys have any questions, drop me a line, and I'll be glad to answer either via email or via this medium. Usually I answer via email to make sure you get my response, but I appreciate you for who you be and all you do. Remember, it's no accident that you're here. You're here for a reason, and it's much appreciated. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Until next time, have a great, great, great week. Bye-bye.